For a great Chicago show, we can tell you where to go. You should dial your radio to the Skinny and Hooley Show. It's the Skinny and Hooley Show.
Listoon, how's it going there, everybody from Cork?
Hey, how's it going, everybody? Welcome once again to the Skinny and Hooley Show. I'm your old friend Mike Houlihan, and with me, as always, my old buddy, my pal, my friend, Mr. James Skinny Sheehan. Skin, what do you say?
Hooley, great to be back here at Lizzie's. It's a beautiful night. It's a little cool.
A little brisk. You can feel fall is in the air, but nonetheless, it is a great night. Hey, you're listening to the Skinny and Hooley Show. We're brought to you by Flood Brothers Disposal, our old pal Bob Flood. We're coming at you out of Cicero, Illinois. WCEV, we're Chicago's ethnic voice, 1450 on your AM dial. We're on Facebook, we're on Twitter. We're streaming online at WCEV1450.com. And if you ever miss a show, folks, you can always catch the podcast, usually up by Monday at SkinnyHooley.com.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. So how are you doing there, Hooley?
Having a great day. Had lunch with Charlie Carey today and Pickle. We were planning the Chicagoland Sports Hall of Fame. Tried to talk them into coming by, but no such luck. I had a lot of fun.
I went to Bridget Conway's wedding on Saturday.
Oh, yeah. How was that?
It was great. She looked great. And her husband.
Chris.
Chris, what a nice guy he is. And
yeah.
You know what was kind of interesting about it? Father Hurley said the Mass at St. Pat's.
You're telling me.
And then Bridget and he gave out communion. She's in her wedding dress.
That's terrific, yeah. She's a Eucharistic minister.
Yeah, it was kind of cool.
Good for her.
Yeah, it was pretty neat. And the reception was at the yacht club, the Columbia Yacht Club. I thought it was at the other one, but we eventually made it over there. And great night. Great night. She was fabulous.
How was the food? Open bar?
The food was good. Yeah, open bar. I know, that's all that counts.
You can't beat that. Yeah.
No, you can't beat that with a stick. But seems like things are going good here in Chicago.
Yeah?
The Cubs have come back to life a bit.
Oh, well.
And the Bears are going to start. I know you pay a real lot of attention to the sports, Hooley.
Yes. I do to a certain extent, if they're winning.
Yes, and Julia's boyfriend won the golf tournament yesterday, Justin Thomas. Her boyfriend's friend.
Did you say Julia was a big tennis star?
Yes.
I was watching Petra Kvitova, or whatever her name was, from the Czech Republic the other night. She's like a dead ringer for Julia.
Oh, yeah, she's good. She's good.
Very statuesque blonde. And anyway, she's terrific, Petra. I thought, hey, Bob, I wonder if Petra and Julia know each other.
They probably do. Yeah. I'm sure she does. She played with all those people, so one time or another. I got a new car, too, Hooley.
I see. I was making a lot of noises.
Well, Yeah, I know. I got a couple little problems
with it. Figured out how to drive it yet?
I'm not used to it. I had that other one. I had 175,000 miles on it.
Good for you. What's this one got?
It's got about 50,000.
Ah.
55,000 or something like that. But it's great.
So what's the problem? What were the problems you were having there?
Well, the air conditioner, I didn't know how to turn the buttons, you know? You got to play with those things.
And yeah, it takes a while to figure it out.
And then it's got a little trouble with the starter. I got to figure that out. Every time you start it, it sounds like it's dead.
Oh, swell.
So we'll figure that out. But life goes on.
It does indeed. Anyway, we got a great show tonight. We got Rachel Rutledge on the show, and her dad is here with her, Sean Rutledge, who many people in the Irish-American community are familiar with. He once did a driveway for your brother, Mike. Did you know that?
Oh, did you really?
You got to get on the mic.
I helped.
He helped. Okay. All right, so let's get to Rachel. Rachel, welcome to the Skinny and Hooley Show.
Thank you.
You've been studying music at the Murphy Roach Irish Music Club for how long?
A little over a year.
Good for you. And you also play the fiddle, right?
Yes, I do.
Yeah. And you brought a couple of tunes to sing tonight.
I did.
Now, where do you go to school?
I go to Oaklawn High School.
Oh, sure.
Oh, do you? Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And what parish do you live in?
St. Gerald.
St. Gerald's. Oh, that's how you know Tim Desmond and everybody. Yeah. Sure.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a great parish in Oaklawn. Yeah.
It's nice to have Southsiders on this show.
We don't have them on often enough. Yes. Bob Flood,
all you hear about is the North Side, Bob Flood and all those guys. North Side.
He's always busted my chops about that. So we got some Southsiders tonight, and we're glad they are here. So what year are you? You just turned 16. You got your license already, huh?
Yeah, so I'm a junior in high school.
You got your driver's license?
Yeah.
So Sean doesn't look too happy about that.
Yeah, I'll keep it.
She's here to drive me home later, guys.
There you go.
I'm going to put my car.
You're a designated driver.
No offense, but I'll be putting my car in the garage now that you got the license when I get home.
Okay. All right, so here we are. What do you want to start with?
I think I'll start with a song that I learned at Scholastia.
Oh, did you go to Scholastia this summer?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, good for you.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was
we had Lexia Kennedy on the show just 2 weeks ago.
I love Lex.
Yeah, she's terrific.
Yeah.
And who else did we have? We've had
a number of people from Murphy.
Yeah, we had those little girls. They were terrific.
Yeah.
Neve and Delaney and I can't remember the other ones.
They're terrific kids.
Yeah,
they were fun.
Oh, yeah. They're great.
Kel does a great job with that school.
Oh, yeah.
She's terrific. And I guess everybody's there every Saturday. And now you can drive there.
Yeah, I've been driving myself there. Oh,
they were telling us the house is packed, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
And it's not a huge house, you know. Yeah. In Burr Ridge, is that what?
Yeah, very homey, though.
Well,
so
that's
great.
Good. Yeah. And the kids all have fun. That's the important thing. Yeah. All right, so tell us, you learned this song at Scholastia, so it's pretty new.
Yeah.
Oh, is it in English?
Yes.
Okay. All right, that helps.
Yeah. I hope so.
Okay. Whenever you're ready. Rachel Rutledge on the Skinny and Hooley Show.
Oh, I wish I was single again, again and again and again. For when I was single, my pockets would jingle. Oh, I wish I was single again. Oh, again and again and again. Again and again and again. For when I was single, my pockets would jingle. Oh, I want to be single again. I married a wife, oh then. I married a wife, oh then. I married a wife, the plague of my life. Oh, I want to be single again. Oh, again and again and again. Again and again and again. I married a wife, the plague of my life. Oh, I long to be single again. My wife had a fever, oh then. My wife had a fever, oh then. My wife had a fever, I pray it wouldn't leave her. Oh, I want to be single again. Oh, again and again and again. Again and again and again. My wife had a fever, I pray it wouldn't leave her. Oh, I long to be single again. My wife, she died, oh then. My wife, she died, oh then. My wife, she died, I laughed till I cried. Oh, the joy of being single again. Oh, again and again and again. Again and again and again. My wife, she died, I laughed till I cried. Oh, the joy of being single again. I went to the wake, oh then. I went to the wake, oh then. I went to the wake, 'twas not for her sake, but to see the young girls again. Oh, again and again and again. Again and again and again. I went to the wake, 'twas not for her sake, but to see the young girls again. I married another, oh then. I married another, oh then. I married another far worse than the first. Oh, I long to be single again. Oh, again and again and again. Again and again and again. I married another far worse than the first. Oh, I long to be single again. So take heed, all you young men. Take heed, all you young men. Take care of the first, the next will be worse. And you'll wish you were single again. Oh, again and again and again. Again and again and again. Take care of the first, the next will be worse. And you'll wish you were single again.
Yeah, it was terrific.
Oh,
terrific.
That
very
was
good.
Wonderful. Very funny. I'm sure the feminists love that song. That's great. So they taught that at Scholastia.
Yeah.
That's terrific. Very funny song. Who wrote that? Is that just a legendary tune?
It had to be an Irishman.
Oh,
Patrick O'Toole.
Oh, good for Patrick.
Shocked.
Patrick O'Toole. Oh, that's funny. Okay, so you've been studying there for a year?
Yes.
How long have you been playing the fiddle?
I've been playing
the fiddle Irish since I was in fifth grade. But before that, I did classical.
Oh, well, did you really?
Yeah.
Do you know Katie Grennan? You know, she she started as a classical violinist and then switched over to the fiddle. She's going to Ireland with us. We go to Ireland with her every year.
Yeah, yeah. I know. She is promoting a new CD.
Yes, she is. Yeah. She's got a Kickstarter. I'll have to announce the Kickstarter. I don't know what. Just look up Katie Grennan on Kickstarter. I think it's Kickstarter. Help her pay for that new album. She's coming on the crack. She's going to be on this show next week.
Yes.
Yeah.
So she's the best. And we do a trip to Ireland every year for the show. And by the way, everyone's very excited about going, Holy. It's coming up fast.
I am too.
I was with Dave Durkin today, and him and his wife are very happy about going.
Oh, good.
And Froggy and my brother John warned them about the trip, so. Dave will be singing that song.
Oh, yeah, that's a good song. Yeah. I would put that in your repertoire, that tune. Now, so are these all songs you learned at the Scalacia?
Yeah, for the most part.
Oh, that's cool. All right, well, let's talk to your dad just a little bit. Sean, when did you come over?
I came here in 85.
The only man ever to be barred from Knock.
Yeah,
you're telling me.
I got kicked out of Knock.
He was a milkman and his van made too much noise.
Sergeant met me in the middle of the street one morning about 7 o'clock outside the shrine. Told me to please leave and don't ever come back.
He said, Our Lady doesn't want you there.
Our Lady had no interest in me.
That's terrific.
Oh, that's good.
Now, how many kids you got?
I got three.
Okay.
I've got a senior at DePaul.
Oh, wow.
Rachel here is a junior in high school, and I've got Robbie, my youngest, is a sixth grader at St. Gerald's.
Oh, good for him.
Yep. Good for you.
Robbie,
that's great.
Rutledge.
I'm not sure if it's great for me.
And you were a boxer as well.
I was what they call a has-been.
Did you say Marty McGarry coached you?
Yeah, Marty coached me here for years.
Oh, God bless Marty.
Yeah, Marty's great. Real sick. We prayed for him last week. Yeah,
great guy, Marty.
Great guy.
God bless
him. Perfect guy. Marty.
Yeah, really, really good, a good guy. Where's Marty from?
He's Mayo.
He's Mayo, from Belmullet.
Belmullet.
That's it.
And you're from...
I'm from Ballina.
Ballina. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So. Well, we're glad to have you guys here. What about another tune? How you feeling, Rachel? Yeah.
Rachel doesn't even need any music.
She doesn't.
She just jumps right in. It's fabulous.
What are you going to do? You know the name of it?
Yes, this is a version of The Parting Glass, but it's a different version, I guess you could say.
Okay.
Yes.
When first we met, complete awkward strangers, we did not know if we could be friends. How soon we came for to know each other. And now I feel we will meet again. So here's to you and our time together. I'll share with you a parting glass, and I'll bid adieu with a smile and laughter. Our time apart will be short and pass. We spoke of dreams, talked of new tomorrows, of yesterday with its dark despair. We had our share of love and laughter, and now we part as true friends who care. So here's to you and our time together. I'll share with you a parting glass, and I'll bid adieu with a smile and laughter. Our time apart will be short and pass. But a long, long road it now lies before.
time apart may be short and past. May our time apart be short and past.
All right,
Rachel Rutledge with her own version of The Parting Glass. You know, that Parting Glass got me kind of thirsty. And
that's why you got the waitress coming.
I had
to
go get the waitress. I thought The Parting Glass had worked up a thirst there.
Right.
And we got to get Sean one, too. So we're so glad you guys are here. Now, you have something else to tell us, Sean Rutledge.
Yeah, I'm just here to give a shout-out for the victory for Verifond. It's a fundraiser for Vera Kelly. She hails from Ballinac, County Mayo, and has been here for over 20 years, strongly involved with the St. Bridget's Gaelic Football Club.
Oh, we're big fans of Vera. She's terrific.
Yeah, the Gaelic Park Players. And in 2016, Vera unfortunately was diagnosed with MDS. It's a form of blood cancer. She had to get a stem cell transplant, and fortunately her brother Martin was a perfect match. In February of this year, Vera's transplant was performed successfully at Northwestern, but since then she has had various setbacks and is in need of continuous medical treatment. Vera's been very, very involved with the Irish community and has been a large supporter of all kinds of benefits and everything in the past. And at this time, I think it's time for the Irish community once again to get together and do as we always do and help out those in need. And Vera happens to be the one this time around.
Yeah, and it was a difficult recovery so far, isn't it?
Yeah, so far it's been difficult for her, and she's in trouble right now, and we need to get together.
October 1st, right? Is that the date at Gaelic Park?
Yeah, the benefit is on October 1st from 3 to 9 at Gaelic Park. Anybody that wants to send a check to donate can send it to Victory for Vera Fund, care of Countryside Bank at 15980 South Parker Road in Homer Glen, Illinois, 60491. Or you can go online to www.ucaring.com/victoryforverafund. That's www.ucaring.com/victoryforverafund.
Did they give you a phone number at all?
We've got good people heading the meeting, guys like Barney Farley, Cyril Regan, Maggie Cohn Murphy, Maureen Gorsuch, and Mary Prindeville. That's just to name a few. But you could contact either Barney Farley at 630-774-1204 or Cyril Regan at 312-617-4396. That's 312-617-4396.
Cyril Regan,
or Barney Farley again at 630-774-1204.
So come out October 1st or get your tickets early.
Or just send a check.
Yes.
All right, we're going to take a little break, but you're going to come back and sing another song for us later. So we'll be taking a break here on the Skinny and Hooley Show right back after these messages from our friends.
Movies are great, and Irish movies are the greatest. And this month kicks off our third annual Irish American Movie Hooley on Friday, September 29th. Join us once again at the Gene Siskel Film Center, 164 North State Street in Chicago, on Friday, September 29th, Saturday, September 30th, and Sunday, October 1st, for another weekend in Chicago of Irish and Irish American films that will dazzle you. We're hosting three great filmmakers bringing their cheeky spirit to the Hooley with plenty of laughter and tears, and you can meet them for a pint after the show. You can buy your tickets online at siskelfilmcenter.org or get more info at moviehooley.org. Don't miss the third annual Irish American Movie Hooley, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, September 29th, 30th, and October 1st at the Siskel Film Center, the classiest indie theater in town. Two Gingers Irish Whiskey is presenting the Hooley, along with sponsors The Emerald Loop, Hilton Chicago, and McCann's Irish Oatmeal. We got Irish cinema, whiskey, hotel rooms, and oatmeal. What else you want? So come channel your inner Jimmy Cagney for the third annual Irish American Movie Hooley. We're all hitting the Emerald Loop around the corner after each screening for pints. So join us for the Hooley. It's gonna be cheeky. MovieHooley.org. See you at the movies, Hooley.
Attention commercial business owners, industrial business owners, restaurateurs, apartment, condominium, and building maintenance managers. Flood Brothers Disposal and Recycling Service wants to earn your business. When was the last time you checked your garbage disposal rates? How about making a call or emailing for a free quote today at 773-626-5800 or online to floodbrothersdisposal.com. Flood Brothers is one of the last family-owned and operated solid waste recycling and yard waste firms serving metropolitan Chicagoland. Flood Brothers specializes in expert personalized service, extremely competitive pricing, and is backed by the Flood Brothers family name. Call Flood Brothers today. There's no charge other than a phone call to get a free quote. Call 773-626-5800 or go online to floodbrothersdisposal.com. When your name is on the trucks, you work harder to satisfy every customer. Call 773-626-5800. Flood Brothers Disposal and Recycling Service. Your garbage and recycling waste is their bread and butter.
There's only one Irish pub on the Chicago River, and that's Lizzie McNeil's at 400 North McClure Court. We spend a lot of time there taping the Skinny and Hooley show at Lizzie's almost every Wednesday night. You can escape the hustle and bustle of Navy Pier and relax at Lizzie McNeil's. Our old pal John Wren is your host. Please say hello when you stop by for one of their ice-cold brews in an authentic Irish pub. One visit and you'll be calling it your hometown hangout. We've been hanging at Lizzie's for going on 7 years now, so join us. When the weather gets nice, they have two outdoor patio areas where you can take advantage of the sunshine and a cafe menu of salad, sandwiches, and appetizers. Lizzie's also has a great private party room that's perfect for birthdays, graduations, and most nights at Lizzie's, you can meet the elite of Chicago's Irish-American community. So stop by Lizzie McNeil soon, right by the river. Tell them you were sent by Skinny and Hooley. With a history going all the way back to 1896, the International Union of Operating Engineers has continued to protect workers and their families with loyalty and brotherhood. Local 150 has continued to thrive through economic booms and busts with careful training and aggressive organizing. Under the leadership of President and Business Manager Jim Sweeney, Local 150 has implemented programs and action plans to create work, protect benefits, and keep members working. And they've been helping the Irish-American community of Chicagoland for just as long. Skinny and Hooley Show is proud to be associated with Jim Sweeney and Local 150, and we salute the continuing efforts of the International Union of Operating Engineers and their support of Irish and Irish-American families now and in the future. Thanks to Local 150.
Smith Village, located in the Beverly neighborhood, is a life plan community that's backed by the strength and experience of Smith Senior Living. At Smith Village, we offer a full continuum of care. Retirement is that unique and special phase of life when you shift from worrying about your to-do list to exploring all the things on your love to-do list. It's also a time to expand your interests, learn something new, make new discoveries. The maintenance-free lifestyle at Smith Village gives you the freedom to do all this and more. And while you're exploring your passions, you'll appreciate the convenience of having dining, housekeeping, utilities, maintenance, social events, fitness classes, and wellness programming all covered by one monthly charge. For a limited time, take advantage of our three-month trial stay program to experience life at Smith Village without the risk of an entrance fee. Ask about our new trial stay program by calling 773-614-6836. That's 773-614-6836 or visit the website at smithvillage.org.
On September 15th at the Copernicus Center in Chicago, join Nathan Carter, his band, and special guest Chloe Agnew for a show-stopping program of old country favorites, pop standards, and Irish folk songs. Fans of Daniel O'Donnell and Michael Bublé will fall for Nathan's Irish charm. Tickets from $40 at nathancarter.ca.
We're back on the Skinny and Hooley Show. We have a very special guest on the line.
One of our main supporters.
The Walter Payton of Ireland, our old pal, PJ O'D. PJ, are you there?
I'm here. Loud and clear.
All right. PJ, understand last week you celebrated a bit of an anniversary, right?
Yeah, 60 years. I came to the United States John Kerry O'Donnell, the famous owner of the Gaelic Park in New York, invited me to play for Kerry in New York on Labor Day 60 years. I'll never forget it.
He was my boss at O'Donnell's Bar in Manhattan.
Right. I had to laugh when you told me you worked for him. He was a great character. There'll never be another John Kerry O'Donnell.
I also sold beer at some of the matches on a Saturday or Sunday. I can't remember.
He can't remember because he drank most of it.
I did.
What he was supposed to be selling.
All right, so tell us what happened when you had a great game, you got in, and the first...
A couple of my friends, the captain of the Kerry team, your servant, took me to the meeting there Monday night meeting. Said GA, and John Kerry was the president that time. And when we walked in, the captain of the Kerry team, myself, and a couple of more other guys, he interrupted the meeting, which is very unusual, to introduce me. And he said, "I'd like you to meet PGRD. Man from Clare, who gave an exhibition of football, one of the greatest exhibitions of football that I ever had the pleasure of seeing," he said. And that included the Flying Dead doctors from Ireland, Dr. Jim Brosnan from Kerry, and Dr. Padraig Kearney from Mayo. But it was a great honor.
It was indeed.
Yes.
That's a great... And so
what happened? After that, did you play in the game?
Yeah.
Wasn't it soon after that you burned down Gaelic Park?
Oh, yeah. I was the night watchman, and the place went on fire, and the Galway All-Ireland football team were out from Ireland that time, and oh, my goodness. And the people thought I smoked, but I didn't never smoke. But anyway, electrical wiring, they found out after that. But it didn't burn down completely. The fire brigade got there pretty quickly.
How did you start the fire if you didn't smoke?
And electrical wiring. The electrical wiring system was bad.
And that's when you moved to San Francisco, right? Because you were so embarrassed.
Los Angeles. I moved out to Los Angeles, and then I spent 6 months there, and then into San Francisco for 2 years, and then I came in here in 1961. I've been here ever since.
Well,
wow, that's a long time, PJ.
PJ, you are
congratulations.
A big part of the show, and we thank you every week. You give us the obits and everything, so keep doing what you're doing, pal. It must be working. All right.
How are you feeling, PJ?
Yes, 60 years. I can't complain, thank God.
There you go.
I used to tell people one day at a time, but now it's one step at a time.
Are you still doing 150 push-ups every day?
Yeah, I am. I do my exercise 25 minutes every day. Sit-ups and push-ups.
Good for you. Okay. Yeah. Okay, PJ, thank you for that story. Happy anniversary.
Thank you.
Yes.
A pleasure listening, Gene. I enjoy your show every week.
Okay, and say hello to Mary for us.
Hi to Mary.
Sure will. Tell God bless now.
God bless all here.
The great, the one and only PJ O'Day. he's a very entertaining gentleman. Your wife Sarah is from Ballina. Is that how you say it?
Ballina, yeah.
Oh, Ballina, and oh no, wait, you're from Ballina.
I'm from Ballina.
Sean, look at I misspelled your name. It says Sean. Sean's from Ballina. His wife Maggie is from Gord.
That's right.
And I had some adventures in Gord at Hart's Bar. I'll tell those later.
I said there was a lot of adventures had there over the years.
Oh, I bet there were. You know what? There was a guy named Seamus Cooley. Do you remember Seamus Cooley? He was a musician here in Chicago, but he was picture was all over the wall in Hart's Pub, and I said, "Hey, there's Seamus Cooley." And he goes, "You know Seamus?" Everything was okay then, the fact that I knew Seamus Cooley. Seamus Cooley and I worked for the sanitary district. I was a janitor for Jackie Sullivan back in the, late 60s, a long time ago.
Okay. I bet you worked hard, too.
No, that's why I worked there. good point, Skin.
Were you in a union then?
No, I was not. I was just a kid. All right, so we want to, Skinny, you know, whenever I'm walking down Western Avenue, and I look in the window, Ken's, Hearts, or Wrongs, or any of those great saloons, I see the ghost of my old pal Jimmy Goff through the mist, and he says to me, "Hey, holy who die?"
Michael Doyle, native of Gralla. Adamstown, County Wexford. The husband of the late Mary Agnes, stepfather of the late Maureen Bruin, and Gerald. Cherished brother of Mary Kate Sutton, Eileen Larkin, and Frank Doyle, and Margaret Sutton. But he was waked on the north side, and he was buried out of St. William's Church and was interned in All Saints Cemetery. And they asked for donations to St. Patrick's Fathers.
Oh, sure.
Or the Irish American Heritage Center on the north side. For information, you can call 773-777-3944. You know, it's kind of unusual, Holy, because 1 week we have 9 or 10 people passing away, and this week we just have the one.
Well, we're doing the show on a Tuesday. I think that's part of it. Hey, I want to remind everybody, the Irish American Movie Hooli is coming up September 29th, 30th, and October 1st at the Gene Siskel Film Center. It's our annual Hooli, and a lot of fun, and we have three terrific films this year. You'll be hearing more about them as we get closer to the date, but save the dates. Friday, September 29th, Saturday, September 30th, and Sunday, October 1st. Our sponsors are Two Gingers Irish Whiskey. You can win a bottle of Irish whiskey while you're at the movies, and we also...
Can you drink it while you're there?
Absolutely, but we're going to be going over to the Emerald Loop right after the film, right around the corner. Our friend Eamon Vaughn, who's going to be on the show in a couple weeks, is our host there. He's also a sponsor. The Hilton Chicago is a sponsor. And McCann's Irish Oatmeal, of course, is a sponsor. You know, we have a friend, Nathan Carter, coming to town Friday, September 15th, and I was lucky enough to do a little interview with him on the phone earlier, so we're going to play that now, and then right after that we'll do some commercials, and we'll be right back.
Okay, we're looking forward to you coming to Chicago. We're going to have a blast here Friday, September 15th at the Copernicus Center. I saw you a couple of years ago at Gaelic Park. You put on a hell of a show. So everybody's
Thanks
excited.
Very much.
Oh, no, you're terrific. We're all looking forward to you returning. So how's it going now? Where are you now?
It's good. Yeah, I'm all good. I'm actually in Waterford in Ireland at the minute. And we've got a gig tonight here in the theatre. Tomorrow we're playing in Listunvanna in County Clare.
Oh, cool.
And then next week sees us recording a TV special for RTE and BBC. It's mad trying to think of singing Christmas songs next week for a Christmas special, which is going to go out in late December. But and then on we're leaving off for our first ever North America and Canada tour, leaving on the 8th of the month, and that season's over there for just under 3 weeks. And as I say, I've never really toured the States before. I did one gig in Chicago, which is the one you were talking about. But apart from that, I've never done many gigs, so I can't wait. There's myself, six-piece band coming, who are all very talented guys, all multi-instrumentalists, from banjos to fiddles to whistles to saxophones, you name it. It's in the band. So there's the six lads and myself and our special guest, which is a young lady called Chloe Agnew, which some of you listeners may be familiar with. She was in Celtic Woman for
six or seven years.
So Chloe is on tour with us. We're going to be doing a few duets, and she's going to be doing a good few songs herself with the band. So hopefully it's an action-packed show, and just hoping people will come along and enjoy themselves.
Well, you have a lot of fans here, I can tell you that. And I was talking to some of the guys on our show, The Crack, last night. We do a session every Thursday night after the show. And one of the musicians, John Williams, was telling me when they do Wagon Wheel at their session at the Galway Arms, it gets so out of hand because it may be later in the evening and maybe lots of the folks have had something to drink. And they all link arms. He says it gets dangerous because they think they're going to knock each other down, but they're all thinking of you while they're singing that song.
Oh, very good, very good.
Now, I know that the ladies love you. Now, do you remember Elvis Presley, what they used to do when he came through Vegas and places like that?
Throw the underwear, yeah?
Yes. So there's a rumor out that there was a big run on ladies' underwear at the lingerie store across from the Copernicus Center in Chicago. Any truth to that?
I cannot confirm or deny.
All right, so I just want to give you the big Chicago Fall Show. We're looking forward to having you back in Chicago. Best of luck on the tour. We've been playing the music. We've been giving tickets away every week. So we're all looking forward to September 15th at the Copernicus Center.
Oh, listen, it's an absolute pleasure to be on the show. Thanks for playing the music, and we really look forward to seeing some of the listeners, and maybe yourself as well, at the gig there in Chicago in a couple of weeks' time.
All right. Thanks, Nathan. God bless you. We'll see you soon.
Take care. All the best. God bless.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
I'm Brendan O'Brien. Back in June of 1976, a guy opened a saloon on the South Side called Riley's Daughter. That guy is my dad, Boz O'Brien. Millions of pints have been poured since then. Our family has quenched the thirst of the South Side for over 41 years. The storied history of Riley's Daughter is familiar to generations of friends who've told me their tales of nights they'll never forget at Riley's. Maybe they met their future wife or hubby at Riley's, or maybe they were there for many of our White Sox, Bears, or Notre Dame trips. Or maybe their grandmother once bribed the judges in our Irish soda bread contest. We'll never tell. My family has been proud to be part of that over the years. One thing my dad has taught me is that you can't have too many friends. The legacy of Riley's Daughter has been the people we've been lucky enough to meet who stop by and share their good times with us. Today we're back in the South Side, right where we started, at 4010 West 111th Street in Oak Lawn. As Yogi Berra said, it's deja vu all over again. We actually closed the deal on our return the day Yogi died. God rest his soul. 2 years later, we haven't missed a step. If Yogi were alive, we'd tell him. Pull up a stool at Riley's Daughter and make yourself at home. If it's good booze and a friendly chat you're looking for, please stop by and say hello to my dad, Boz, my brother, Danny, or me, Brendan O'Brien. If you don't bring a story, we'll make sure you leave here with one. And if you mention the Skinny and Hooley Show, we'll make sure to put an extra ice cube in that drink of yours. Hope to see you back at Riley's Daughter in Oak Lawn on 111th Street.
Flood Brothers Disposal was started 80 years ago by their grandfather. Today, 15 members of the family still work together. And as in their grandfather's day, they are service-oriented and believe that the only way to do something is the right way. Flood Brothers are price competitive, so you can count on them to exceed your expectations. So contact Flood Brothers for a quote on your solid waste, recycling, and yard waste collection services. And remember their motto, your rubbish is our bread and butter. So call Bob Flood today at 630-261-0400 or at floodbrothersdisposal.com.
When your family has suffered a loss, there's one family I know who will be there for you. Robert J. Sheehy and Sons Funeral Home are third-generation family-owned and operated. The Sheehy family has dedicated their lives serving families throughout Chicago and the southwest suburbs. Robert J. Sheehy and Son Funeral Home was incorporated in 1913 as a storefront at 76th and Halsted in Chicago. At the time, this is one of the few standalone funeral homes of its kind, was to be the first of many to come bearing the Sheehy name. The founder, Roger Sheehy Sr., was soon joined in business by his three sons, Roger Jr., Jack, and Bob. This trademark of success is evident 98 years later as Bob and Jim Sheehy, third generation, own and operate two locations in Orland Park and Burbank. The name Sheehy on their sign outside the funeral home means something. For them, it's very important that everyone be treated as if they were family, friend, or neighbor, as they very well could be. When my brother Willie died a few years ago, the Sheehys took very good care of our family, and you know you never forget something like that. Every detail is handled in a professional and personal manner. On a daily basis, the directors Bill Kiley, Mike Orico, and John Sullivan, and the rest of the staff, take great pride in their work, serving families as if they were their own. Bob Sheehy will tell you, we pride ourselves in offering the highest level of professionalism with every family we serve. Robert J. Sheehy and Sons Funeral Homes, here for you since 1913.
McCann's Irish Oatmeal. We've been warming the hearts, minds, and souls of the most discriminating oatmeal lovers for over 150 years. From the family farm to your table, enjoy the whole grain goodness of McCann's Irish Oatmeal today. Available at your local grocery store.
And we're back.
Yeah, Lee. Skinny, I want to give a big shout out. Lunasa, terrific band, is coming to the Heritage Center Thursday, September 14th, live. And it's free. They also are going to have the Irish ambassador in attendance, as well as Brian O'Brien and But we're postponing the crack that night so that everybody can enjoy that show at the Heritage Center at 7 o'clock, Thursday, September 14th. You don't want to miss it. It's part of the World Music Festival Chicago in collaboration with the Heritage Center. Lunasa, live at the Irish American Heritage Center. And here's Rachel. She's back. Hey, don't forget, wasn't that Nathan Carter terrific in the interview? What a funny guy.
Yeah, he's terrific.
You can get tickets for him. He's at the Copernicus Center next Friday, September 15th. So check it out. And fortunately, we've been giving tickets away every week on the crack, and people are just
dying for those
tickets. The ladies are fighting over them. Fist fights breaking out at the Heritage Center for those Nathan Carter tickets. Okay, so back with Rachel.
She's got her jacket,
you know,
her dad's
great
jacket.
Stage name, Rachel Rutledge.
It is.
Yeah. And your brother is Rory Rutledge.
Robbie.
Oh, Robbie. Okay. Robbie, yeah. Sorry. That's even better.
Ah. And what's your other sister, the one that goes to DePaul?
Michaela.
Oh, great God.
Is she into the music at all?
She can sing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So
but
can
she's
you.
Not into it like you.
Yeah, you kind of qualified that. Okay, Rachel, I don't mean to embarrass you.
No, you're good.
What do you want to do now?
We have a song here that I also learned in Scalacia.
Okay.
Yeah, so, of course.
Scalacia, for those who don't know, is a music school that was just in you were all out in Ireland, in Ennis, I believe, right?
Yes.
And all the kids went to Scalacia for, what, a week? Or how long was it?
Yeah, it was a week.
And who taught there?
There were a lot of different teachers for a lot of different instruments.
How many kids were there?
Oh, God.
Hundreds?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Really?
Is that a big deal?
Yeah.
Well, it was for the annual FESH.
Yeah.
Know, for all the all
for the
Ireland.
The FLA every year.
The FLA, that's it. The FLA, yeah. Okay, so you brought back some presents from Ireland. So what's the name of this one?
Thomson and Rarus.
Okay.
It's hard to say without singing it.
Okay. Well, then sing it. Yeah.
I spent one here down in Kilrush, and over in Milltown one more, till the bailiffs were chasing my shadow, and I left without settling the score. More a Thomson Arrears and Arrears, Thomson Arrears to an oil. Oh, Thomson Arrears and Arrears is ne father go marat up yo. I'll go on a sky to an Simon, for to helm there and deck there the rake, till the hags and with their beans in the corner will be crying their tears for my sake. More a Thomson Arrears and Arrears, Thomson Arrears to an oil. Oh, Thomson Arrears and Arrears is ne father go marat up yo. A priest good counsel he gave me, for to buy myself some warm clothes. But 'tis no good being warm on the outside, when your belly 'tis freezing with cold. Mara Thomson Arrears and Arrears, Thomson Arrears ting an oil. Oh, Thomson Arrears and Arrears is ne father go marat up yo. Now that is the end of my short song, but if you want to hear me sing more, fill up my glass with black porter and put 3 6-inch nails in the door. More a Thomson Arrears and Arrears, Thomson Arrears to an oil. Oh, Thomson Arrears and Arrears is ne father go marat up yo. Mara Thomson Arrears and Arrears, Thomson Arrears to an oil. Oh, Thomson Arrears and Arrears, ne father go marat up yo.
All right.
Very nice. You
Rachel
know what?
Rutledge. That was terrific.
My grandfather is from Kilrush.
Really?
Yeah. Kilrush, County Clare. And that's how I got my Irish citizenship. Yeah. So I have a song. You know who else is from Kilrush?
Who?
The gentleman we just had on the phone, Mr. PJ O'Dee. He's from Kilrush. That's how we bonded, me and PJ. Or for Kilrush.
You're probably related, holy. If you
could be.
There.
Could be Irish cousins for the crying out loud.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's getting a little chillier out here. That's what I like to see. I love that story that PJ told about John Kerry O'Donnell, because Funny thing is, when I was a young lad in New York, I was the porter at O'Donnell's Bar at 43rd and 8th Avenue, right in Times Square, where all the bizarre characters, and I had to get there at like 5 in the morning and climb over the drunks and, you know, go in there and mop the floor. And
that
fill
must
the
have been
coolers.
A great experience.
It was.
How old were you then?
30.
And that was your how you started your career in show business?
I had two kids. I had to do whatever it took, you know, so I got up at 5 in the morning. I walked 2 blocks over there. Yeah. I also drank for free there.
Oh, yeah. Well, that was the important thing.
I got them back. Don't you worry about that. Skinny, we have actually, believe it or not, on our trip, I think we are completely sold out. But
yeah, we are.
If you're interested, if you still might want us to squeeze you in, let us know. But well, other than that, I think that there's
you know,
no
I mentioned room. Earlier, I talked to Dave and Rita Durkin, and they've been talking about going to Ireland for many, many years.
Yeah.
And, you know, Dave's just retired. He's a dentist, or he was a dentist, and Rita's a teacher. She's taught at St. Cajetan's for I don't know how many years. She's terrific people, though. And they will have a lot of laughs.
You know what? I was talking to Denny Curran.
We're
going
to have to behave a little bit, though.
Come on, please. Let's not get carried away. Denny Kearns is going on the trip, and he's been on it with us every year. Now, this interesting fact I did not know. His grandfather, Weeping Jim Kearns, was alderman of the First Ward at one time, also city treasurer. He is known as the father of the Chicago flag. Did you know that, Skinny?
Yes, I do.
We're going to Westport, and his grandfather was from Westport and Kilmina, County Mayo, you know. And we're bringing a Chicago flag to, oh, look, he sent there, here's the story from 1915, about how the flag, grandfather.
But he was the guy. Everyone claims victory,
he's the guy. We got it here in proof. And they called him Weeping Jim Kearns because he loved to go to all the wakes and weep. But he helped get the Chicago flag set up, and we're bringing one. We're bringing one to Westport. We're going to give it
to
someone.
Did he get the flag yet?
Yeah, he just ordered it today.
Oh.
He went first class, though. Don't worry about that.
No, I was going to call the city and see if I can get one from him. Maybe we'll bring two.
Sure, why not?
We'll put it on the bus. We'll put the extra one on the bus. We'll hang it out the window.
That's a great idea. All right, we're going to take a little break on the Skinny and Hooley Show, and we'll be right back after these messages from our friends.
Putting your future in the hands of a lawyer can get personal, particularly in personal injury cases. You've got one shot at justice, so you're going to want a guy who thinks like you. Tom Gorman is Southside Irish all the way. He grew up in Holy Redeemer Parish, went to Brother Rice, and yeah, he got a ride to play ball at Notre Dame, played on the undefeated 1988 National Championship football team. After a shoulder injury ended his career, Tom stayed on with the Fighting Irish for his master's and law degree. Tom won the American Jurisprudence Award for trial advocacy at Notre Dame Law School, and he's been a trial lawyer ever since. Tom's practice is devoted exclusively to personal injury and wrongful death. Jury's $1 million verdicts for his clients, but his focus remains on those families and their futures. Tom and his wife, Christine, have lived in Beverly for almost 20 years. And they're raising their 5 kids in Christ the King Parish, Brother Rice, Mother McCauley, and their oldest son is now at ND as well. Lots of folks have to deal with tragedy. It's good to know there's a guy out there you can count on who will be in your corner to protect your family. You can call Tom Gorman directly at 312-345-7210 and tell him about your situation. Or go to the website, www.gormantriallaw.com. He's a good guy. There's no charge for the consultation, and you'll meet a new friend that's ready to fight for you and your family. Call Tom Gorman today at 312-345-7210 and tell him your story.
If you're looking for an office in the loop, you got to check out Integrated Office Suites at 115 South LaSalle Street. IOS has an entire floor in this very prestigious building, and they offer the best in executive offices, virtual business offices, personalized phone answering, conference rooms, day office usage, administrative support services, with customized packages with fixed monthly invoices. Integrated Office Suites are convenient and very classy.
So get in touch with our friends at integratedofficesuites.com. That's integratedofficesuites.com. Or call them at 312-648-6200 and tell them Skinny and Hooley sent you. Don't forget that number, 312-648-6200.
On September 15th at the Copernicus Center in Chicago, join Nathan Carter, his band, and special guest Chloe Agnew for a show-stopping program of old country favorites, pop standards, and Irish folk songs. Fans of Daniel O'Donnell and Michael Bublé will fall for Nathan's Irish charm. Tickets from $40 at nathancarter.ca.
Movies are great, and Irish movies are the greatest. And this month kicks off our third annual Irish American Movie Hooli on Friday, September 29th. Join us once again at the Gene Siskel Film Center, 164 North State Street in Chicago, on Friday, September 29th, Saturday, September 30th, and Sunday, October 1st, for another weekend in Chicago of Irish and Irish American films that will dazzle you. We're hosting three great filmmakers bringing their cheeky spirit to the Hooli with plenty of laughter and tears, and you can meet them for a pint after the show. You can buy your tickets online at SiskelFilmCenter.org or get more info at MovieHooli.org. Don't miss the third annual Irish American Movie Hooli, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, September 29th, 30th, and October 1st at the Siskel Film Center, the classiest indie theater in town. Two Gingers Irish Whiskey is presenting the Hooli, along with sponsors The Emerald Loop, Hilton Chicago, and McCann's Irish Oatmeal. We got Irish cinema, whiskey, hotel rooms, and oatmeal. What else you want? So come channel your inner Jimmy Cagney for the third annual Irish American Movie Hooli. We're all hitting the Emerald Loop around the corner after each screening for pints. So join us for the Hooli. It's gonna be cheeky. MovieHooli.org. See you at the movies, Hooli.
You know, we were talking to Sean earlier about Marty McGarry. Marty's pretty sick right now, and so is Terry Cox.
Say a prayer for him.
Say a prayer for him.
Say a rosary for him.
Our friend Phil Jordan.
Oh, yeah.
Him and his mom listen every week. Phil's going through a little tough time, too. And Bob Degnan. We ask everyone to say a prayer for him. Now, you said you boxed with Marty coached you.
Yeah, back in the 80s.
Was that in his above the garage there?
No, at that time I was down in Windy City Gym and Scottsdale.
Oh, okay.
Marty didn't have the gym over the garage at the time.
Yeah,
Sometime later that came along.
Okay.
What a terrific guy he is.
Great guy. Great guy.
Unbelievable.
Dedicated.
Yeah, and just a good man and fantastic. Great family.
Yeah.
Really good guy.
He has a little pub in his basement called the Tinker's Dam. I think that's the name of it.
And a good pub.
Yeah. Yes. I mean, he's got Guinness on tap in his basement.
Oh, my gosh.
It's very nice.
Surprised you didn't move in the basement.
I was there.
That's right. He wouldn't let me.
Did you watch the fight last week?
I did.
What'd you think?
I thought it was as good as I expected it to be and went a little bit further than I expected it to go.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that
was terrific.
McGregor did a great job.
So did I. I thought he was terrific.
He accounted well for himself. And for a guy that never actually boxed before, he stood up well.
We were
he
saying I'd like to see Mayweather get in an MMA fight. He wouldn't last 2 seconds. But he represented Ireland well. He got his money. He didn't embarrass himself or anything. I thought he did a great job.
I think he did great, really. I think he did.
And you know what?
I never thought it would go that long. Never.
Yeah, me neither. No. But I'm glad I bought the fight. I mean, you spent about $100. Yeah. It was worth it to see that fight. You know, be part of it.
Yeah. My daughters wanted to see it. And I'm like, I said, he's a professional boxer. Mayweather's going to knock him out in about 5 seconds. I couldn't believe how long he lasted. Yeah. He was terrific, terrific. Yeah. And it was entertaining.
It was very entertaining. It was the best out of, I think, six fights.
It was the best
fight of the night.
The prelims were good.
Yeah.
So what are you thinking, Rachel? What do you want to, what do you got any gigs coming up?
Not that I know of.
Okay. So you just.
Would you ever sing at Fox's or any of those places, the Gaelic Park or anything?
I would sing if they asked me to.
They're going
to
ask you now that you've been on the
Skinny Hooli
show.
You broke into show business. Yeah. Absolutely. Who's the kid that we got on from Brother Liam?
Durkin?
Yeah, do you know Liam from Brother Rice? He's
not part of but he is from the South Side.
He's terrific.
He is just a terrific balladeer. He's playing our show September 26th when we're over at Smith Village, where we're returning to Smith Village Tuesday, September 26th. So come on by Smith Village out of. Just off Western Avenue, I think it's 114th place.
Yeah, 114th in Oakley.
Yeah,
right around the corner.
So we'll be back at Smith Village with Liam Durkin that night should be fun.
It's a retirement home. They might try to keep Huli and I there, but we snuck out the last time.
Yes.
I just thought of somebody, I can't remember who it would be a good guest for that. I want to remind everybody, you can still get my book. And it's the greatest book ever written. It's funnier than the Bible. It's Nothing's on the Square. 82 Days in the Mayoral Campaign Trail, Making History in Chicago, 2015. You can get it at abbyfieldpress.com.
Or you can get it on Amazon, right?
You can get it on Amazon. Abbey Field Press, I will autograph it for you.
And Rachel's going to sing us a song to lead us out.
What do you think, Rach?
I was going to sing Galway Girl.
Oh, I love that
great
tune.
Song.
Now, who wrote that?
Steve Earle.
Yeah. Okay. Great song.
Okay, this is a great way to go out.
Yes.
When I took a stroll down the old long walk on a day, I met a little girl and we stopped to talk on a fine soft day, and I asked you, friend, what's a fella to do? Cause her hair was black and her eyes were blue, and I knew right then, I mean for a whirl, down the Salt Hill Prom with the Galway girl. We were halfway there when the rain came down on a day, she asked me up to her flat downtown on a fine soft day, and I ask you, friend, tell me what would you do? Cause her hair was black and her eyes were blue. So I took her hand and I gave her a twirl. And I lost my heart to a Galway girl. When I woke up, I was all alone. With a broken heart and a ticket home. And I ask you now, tell me what would you do? Cause her hair was black and her eyes were blue. See, I've traveled around, I've been all over this world, but I never seen nothing like a Galway girl.
All right, and we will see you later.
See you later.
Later.
Bye. Thanks, Rachel.
Thanks, Rachel.
Thanks, Sean. Me.
The Skinny and Huli Show is recorded in front of a live audience.